Because not every customer does. You need to have some kind of spam software that separates the wheat from the chaff.
But like I said, it's not so much for me. I'm talking about for the people that I'm doing stuff to. If I send people emails, I notice that I'll talk to them. They're like, oh, I never saw that. Or,
you know, yeah, right.
A lot of the people in the companies that I deal with, they've got so many emails coming in.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. It is an issue. All righty. Any rate, awareness is one of these purchase facilitators. Price, we don't want to talk about price because that affects profits, and profits are our job. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. Product uniqueness, another purchase facilitator. So it's our job to let customers be aware how unique this product is, test reports, you know, things we've done in the past, that sort of thing, so they're aware. The quality of performance, the relationship and the service, and the value that we provide to them, and we'll talk a lot more about that as we go along. You know, it was interesting to me, those of you who did sent me your surveys, and I do really thank you, because I know it takes time. You got to go to the website, find the thing, and do this kind of stuff, and you're always probably thinking, oh my God, I got so much to do. But I do really appreciate that. I did study all those, and I have them, and I will spend more time studying them as we go along, because I get to know you a little bit more. I think there was only one guy in the room that put down that his job was to sell. Okay? Everybody's job, let me make it really, really clear, and I think this is helpful to know, that everybody's job in here is to produce profits. That's our jobs. It's not to help customers. It's not to develop relationships. It's not to fix things. That's not our jobs. Our jobs, all those other things, are part of producing profits. Profits are the lifeblood of any organization. If you don't have profits, you go out of business. It's plain and simple. There are huge corporations with gazillions of dollars worth of sales, but no profits. Profits are the key. Now, when you have your own company, you start to think a little bit more about that. But I could tell you, as a sales rep, I did not really know anything about profits. To me, it was more about being liked out there with customers and selling stuff, getting sales. Profits were not a factor in my career as a salesman in the early part of it.
Well, you know what, John?
Yes.
To be quite honest with you, we don't really, I mean, the company's got to make profit, and it's that important. Why doesn't the company rate us on our profitability instead of just our NSP?
Because I don't think they can. It's not that easy to do.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you're giving away the farm on every insert because you're getting special pricing.
Right.
I mean, with today's electronic databases, if you got somebody that's going out there and they're selling something at 20 off, and they're making a good
I totally agree with you. Measuring sales guys based on profits is...
That's how
I don't know if that's the total answer.
They are looking at that right now.
They are looking at that. It's very critical. I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, though.
It's going to be based on profitability.
Yeah.
Not so much sales growth. It's going to be a combination of 2004.
But
they don't know how. I mean, it's very hard.
Okay. Let's get us going back on track here again. Profits, that's what we need to consider when we... Now, is it okay to do something like when me and Tony made a call, the two of us went together? What did that do to profits? Me and Tony. We're working together, having a good time, laughing and joking. And it didn't help profits, did it? So it would have been more effective. So it's all right to screw off a little bit here and there, so we don't. But let's try to understand what we're trying to do here. Am I engineering this job for 3 freaking months? When I went in here the first day and I knocked the competitor out and got an order, now I'm back in here tweaking this thing? You know, it is hard for technical people often to put the thing down and say, okay, this is good enough. I had a guy, I don't want to get into all these stories in my own situation, but I had a guy, a French guy I hired. He was a computer guru. And, oh my God, you know, he would work 16 hours a day trying to understand and figure out everything. And I'm going, Mike, just call him up and ask him how to do that. Oh, no, I got to take the whole computer apart and find out how it works. I got to understand all the bits and binary and all this crap. I mean, come on. So, you know, as technical people, you need to have something around your neck that sends a little electric shock in you when you're spending too much time in an account and it ain't worth it, and you're spending too much on a job and it ain't worth it, and you're spending too much time with others that ain't worth it. So that's what this is about. profits, increasing sales and reducing costs. Tell your boss, I reduce costs by doing this. I increase sales by doing that. This is an actual story that happened to me. This is true. This did happen. I had an account, Varco International on the West Coast, and they wanted to buy 5,000 CNMG 432s. So we called Detroit, and they said, okay, they're $5 a piece. So that order was 25,000. Now, I was in the field maybe 3 months or so, maybe 6 months when this happened. The previous year, we had sold them $10,000 the whole year. So this is one order. They want to buy 5,000 at $5 a piece. They're 25,000. So my boss says to me, John, what do you think? Now, I'm in the field for like 3 months. Now, I got an MBA. I'm pretty well educated and all, but I didn't know anything. So my boss says to me, what do you think? So what do you think I said? I said, well, I think we ought to give them a discount.